It is my privilege to introduce one of our co-presidents in the MYF this year and our conference president for the United Methodist Eastern Conference. He's an amazing young man, and he's got a message for mostly for you this morning, I'm pretty sure. And give him a hand before he talks, because when he's done, I don't know if he'll... Andrew Thrash.
All right, I hope you guys don't feel too offended, but I'm going to move this over there, talk to them a little bit more. You guys can listen. Please don't fall asleep. I'll try to keep you awake. Some light right here. Am I good? Can you see me? All right. What's up, Discovery? How y'all doing? All right, so during your middle school years, life can be a mess, right? But you guys took some time out of a super busy schedule just to love God and the people sitting around you. And that's pretty awesome. You guys aren't sitting here worried about what's going on your social media. You guys aren't worried about homework or school, and even your little phones that you left. And I have to applaud that. Life just gets so messy, yet you guys suck in Jesus continually this whole weekend, and it's awesome. But I gotta say, I was a little bummed. I didn't get to be with you guys this weekend. I was running around behind the scenes doing some other stuff, but I've got some cool experiences to share with you too. Of course, if I told you specifically what happened, I'd have to kill you, but I think you guys caught on to a little bit of what was going on. My personal favorite is those agape ninjas you see over there. Hopefully you didn't see them throughout the week, but you would have felt their love. When you came back into your room, there's a little surprise or some gift waiting for my middle school boys. Hopefully they cleaned up a little bit too. But I think that's really awesome to have someone there looking out for you, loving you, and you don't see them or even really get to contact with them, but you know there's that love. And so some of you guys may have heard a little bit about the meaning of the word agape. It means love. But I'm going to dive a little bit deeper. It's love, but not always how we feel it. We can love everything. You can love your new, you can love your sister, you can love your baby brother, you can love someone's new haircut, and you can love naps, but those things aren't the same, are they? I mean, that's not, it's not all the same thing, but we express it with the same four letters. Like some of you guys might really hold on to that word and cherish it. You use love to describe just your family and your really close friends, and then on the other hand, some of you middle school boys might be trying to use it to get a girl's number when you finally get your phones back. I'm not sure that's what God had in mind, but he does tell us to love our neighbors. So what does that really mean? You've got all these people around you. You've got people sitting over here. You've got people sitting over here. You've got people sitting back there, and they all love you. Your great D group leaders, their high school counterparts, the members of the church sitting around you, and even Mr. Chaveau back there loves you unless you mess with his soundboard. Watch out for him in that case. But we all love you so much. And it's hard to really explain all those things. And what I've found out, the Greeks had about 6 different ways to describe love. Of course, they had agape. But Philadelphia, some of you might know, is the city of brotherly love. And it comes from the Greek word philia. And then eros is an intimate love. Storge is a natural love, the kind of thing you feel walking down the street when you feel bad for someone or when you have that deep-rooted love for your family. You've got ludus, which is a playful love, like some flirting. And then finally, you have pragma, which is a long-standing love. And all these things are really different. You'll probably experience most of them or all of them, bits and pieces across throughout your life in different ways. But there aren't any more great than God's agape love. All these great guys can run around and give you all the presents in the world, but we will never truly be able to show you how much God loves you or how deep that is. Agape is God's overwhelming love for us and the love we can work our whole lives to try to return. But here's the kicker. There's nothing you can do to earn that love, and there's nothing you can do to have to receive it. God gives that love freely to each and every one of you guys, and he's going to keep on loving you regardless. We might never truly be worthy of all that amazing love God has for us, but he's going to give it anyway, and it's so amazing. So like y'all did Friday night, we can't necessarily give it all back, but we can take our piece of paper that's God's love, and we can tear that up and spread it like wildfire around the gym. We can go out into the world and tear up that paper and spread it like wildfire everywhere. And now you're probably thinking, wow, cool talk, great work, they all love us, they can say they love us in different languages now. Let me go to sleep now. But I have a little bit more, because my talk's not even about love, or all the different ways you can say love, or all those things. It's about what comes next from that. I can't tell you the little specifics about time and discovery. You've got about this much time left, a little unspecified short unit of time, but eventually you guys will have to head home. You'll be waiting for that glorious nap time when the realization hits that it's over. All these amazing things surrounding you aren't there anymore. And that's where that cool little book that Colin just read from comes into play. God gave us something to carry out into our world, so when we're not surrounded by such a great experience, we have that. So in Sunday school, when reading that book, you might have heard of the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age. But some of you might not have heard that, and maybe you've heard about being fishers of men and women. Maybe both of those fly right over your head and you've just heard the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Regardless, we get tons of instructions in that book about what's to happen. And maybe it sounds easy coming out of this weekend. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go read my Bible. And you've had amazing friends, amazing D group leaders, an amazing lay leader, and an amazing Sunday morning talk. What up? but I can tell you, it's really not always that easy. With the Holy Spirit on your side, you're equipped to face everything in your path. We can face times when it feels like there's no way out, where you can't feel this amazing love you've felt this weekend. But I promise you that you can make it. Honestly, life comes at you fast, and sometimes it's too much. By yourself, you can fail. You can crumble, and you can fall further from the love that God gives you. The light of Christ will dim, and you may feel like there's no tomorrow. But with all of my heart, I promise you that we are here for you. We will keep on loving you and supporting you until there is nothing left in us. The rest of the earth can fall apart. You feel like there's just walls building up around you and they're closing in and you can't get out. But there is so much more on your side than you will ever know. You guys are God's beloved children and he will not let you get too far to where you can't come back. God will kill the fatted calf when you return. God will leave his flock of sheep to come find you. Just reach out to him. God will take down anything in your way. He will provide for you. So just reach out and trust. Leave your burdens, leave your labels, leave your fear, and raise up the broken pieces you feel that no one can ever put back together, and God will have you overflowing with that holy, powerful, and pure agape love. Life won't get better immediately, and there's no immediate cure, but you will climb that mountain and reach the glory of God with the people around you and on your side. Now on a lighter note, in the words of one of the greatest singers of all time, there's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm going to have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Like Miley Cyrus in the Hannah Montana movie, you guys are going to face some adversity, and that's where this weekend comes into play. It's not a one-time weekend. You're like, great, went to Discovery, got my Jesus for the whole year, I'm good. Yeah, no, some things just aren't that easy. This is a challenge. This isn't just a sending forth. This is something that you can take into your world and work on every single day. It's a challenge to face that mountain and know you've got a whole bunch of church friends on your side and a whole heck of a lot of agape love right behind you. So now, get out there and prove that you are ready for that climb and take this final blessing with you. Colin just read it, but it comes from Paul's letter to the Romans in the 15th chapter, 13th verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and faith so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.